Cambridge MP Daniel Zeichner is proposing a new law to clean up the dockless bike industry. You'll be familiar, of course, with the orange and yellow bikes that we see scattered around Cambridge. Daniel joins us now. Morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Julian.
Am I right in thinking that anyone can set up a bike hire company and put those bikes anywhere they like?
Well, that's the current situation, and that's what I'm trying to tackle. And I've been asking the government to take action on this for almost 3 years now, because, of course, we saw the Ofo bikes descend on Cambridge a few years ago, and there was very little the council could do about it at the time, but obviously they end up clearing up the mess and paying the bills. And these can be really good schemes, and there are good examples, but at the moment, there are no laws governing them.
I know I've seen so many bikes around. I mentioned earlier there's one of the orange Mobo, isn't it, bikes around the corner from here, where somebody has clearly cycled it along to see one of the open studios and left it there. And the open studios were on Saturday and Sunday. I'm sure the bike's been there since Saturday, and it's still there. And I guess unless somebody decides they want a bike in the back streets of Cambridge, it's going to stay there.
Well, yes, and the better run schemes, of course, check up on where their bikes are, and they have people to move them to the popular locations and so on. So it's not a simple operation, and so I don't underestimate that it's difficult to do, but it can be really good and really useful. So that's my concern with this. We don't want to lose the benefits of the technology and the possibilities, but we do want it to be done in an organised way. Cambridge hasn't been quite as hard hit as some other places. The other place in Oxford at one point had five schemes running at the same time.
Five? Oh, my goodness.
Which meant, exactly, there could be five bikes cluttered there. And that really doesn't seem like a sensible way of running a transport system or a city.
I wonder if it'd be better if we had something like, be careful how I say the name here, Boris Bikes, like they are in London, because that scheme launched, I think they tried to call them Barclays Bikes, but I think the sponsor's name kind of got lost in that. But they were all over London. They still are. And because it was effectively officially sanctioned, it didn't warrant so many of these other private companies coming in and then doing their own thing around it.
Well, the London bike scheme has been successful, but I think what we've seen is it's new technology coming along and can do it very quickly. And we've seen it across Europe. And of course, the next craze, if you like, is electric scooters, which are causing similar issues in other European cities, although they are actually legal in this country. And one of my complaints is that the government and the Department for Transport just seem very, very slow to respond to these things. I was still a shadow transport minister, which is over 2.5 years ago, when I was pressing the then transport minister to act on the dockless bike schemes. And we've almost got to a situation where they've come and gone and come again in some cases. So partly it's our governing system. It is far too slow to keep up the technology.
And I know you're putting this forward, I think, tomorrow lunchtime. What happens after that?
Well, it's a curious time, because it will be just about the moment when Theresa May sets off
the palace. Off to the palace, right?
So I may gently suggest in my speech the new Prime Minister may leap aboard a dockless bike on his way to the palace. And that may prove successful or not, as the case may be. But what happens in terms of the bill will very much depend upon the incoming Prime Minister. It's likely there'll be new ministers in the Department for Transport. Let's hope they get a grip and seize the opportunity that I'm giving them.
I noticed as well this morning a story we had in our headlines at 7:30 that your fellow MPs want some extra investment to encourage us to walk and cycle more with a committee. You may even be sitting on this committee yourself, Daniel, suggesting that £400 million a year, which is currently being spent on promoting the benefits of walking and cycling, isn't enough. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I am part of the committee and was part of the group that drew up that report. And we heard very compelling evidence, frankly, that the current approach, which is very much one of the government asking local councils to bid for things and short-term schemes. And to be honest, in Cambridge, we've done quite well from that. But what it means is that places like Cambridge tend to have the culture and the expertise to bid and get money. And other parts of the country, there's no progress at all. So we know we've got a transport challenge. We've got an environmental emergency at the moment. So the committee's conclusion was much more consistent funding, much more long-term funding, and particularly, and I'm very pleased about this, a call for much more support for electric bikes. As you know, I'm a keen electric bike user myself. And it's a stunning fact that in Germany last year, 1 million e-bikes were sold, and we managed just 60,000. So I'm afraid we're lagging behind.
OK, well, Daniel, good to speak to you, as always, this morning. Quite a bit going on in Westminster this week. But thank you for your time,
thank you.
As always. It's 8:15 now. Cambridge 105 Radio.